Town of Moreau, regular town board meeting, Tuesday, January 9th, 2024, 7 p.m.
It's time for the first board meeting of the year with the town of Moreau. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Noonan.
Here.
Councilmember Killian.
Here.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Donahue.
Here.
Supervisor Fish.
Here.
And we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on our agenda tonight is to set future meetings. We need a resolution. Set a special town board meeting for Tuesday, January 16th at 7 o'clock. Pat and I, having met with the engineers today, Mark and I met with the engineers today, and there are some time-sensitive matters that we have to address before our next scheduled board meeting to keep the work moving.
So moved for the special town board meeting on
January 16th.
Approve the special town board meeting on January 16th at 7 p.m.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? With that, we're changing things a little bit. We're going to have a public comment period. This is solely for comments and questions which pertain to the agenda items tonight. Is there anybody that would like to address the board? With that, item number two, old business. At the organizational meeting, we had a couple of pieces of material that weren't there. One was a employee training reimbursement policy and agreement. We have that in place now, and I need a resolution to adopt that.
So moved.
Second.
Any opposed? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item number three, the Highway Department requests. This is looking to purchase some salt. We processed the agreement for buying the salt through state contract at the organizational meeting, and the individual purchases of this, I believe, have to be run through us, and he's looking to spend $40,000 for the purchase of salt.
Motion to approve the purchase of $40,000 of salt for Morton Salt, which is under state contract PC 70133. And will be paid from account DB5142.490, as previously stated, in the amount of $40,000.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. This is also looking for an approval for 2024 pickup truck with a 9-foot plow. Recommends going with a Chevy, which is better priced than the three trucks you got quotes for, and I understand that that's actually better than state contract price.
Yes, sir.
That's through Romeo Chevrolet. $75,000 in the budget for these purchases. Plow purchase would be under state contract. Two separate resolutions. The first, looking for a resolution to purchase the 2024 Silverado from Romeo GMC Chevrolet at a price not to exceed $55,000 coming out of account DB51 30.2.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Is there any discussion, by the way? No discussion on that. Motion approved.
Can I bring up discussion? I apologize. He said not to exceed $55,000. You go ahead.
Yes, the purchase of the truck is $55,150.
Yeah.
And I just put a miscellaneous $400 in there for any miscellaneous paperwork. The $74.56.46 is for the 9-foot plow,
okay.
And that is state contract. There should be no upcharges on that.
So do we need to up our resolution from $55,000 to $55,550 to cover those?
Yes, sir.
So I'll rescind the motion made to purchase the pickup truck for $55,000. Do I need to, I guess, make a motion on that? On that statement? So I'll rescind it. Oh, you already seconded it?
Perfect.
Where are we in this,
process? So you rescinded it, so you can correct your new motion.
Okay, so now make a motion to purchase a pickup truck for $55,550, not to exceed
$55,550.
Correct.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Second, we're looking for a resolution to purchase and install the 9-foot Fisher plow, HD2, handheld control, halogen lights, rubber deflector from TNT Sales Incorporated at the cost not to exceed $7,456.46 coming out of account DB5130.2.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Roll call. Councilman Noonan.
Yes.
Councilman Killian.
Yes.
Council member Stewart.
Yes.
Councilmember Donahue.
Yes.
Supervisor Fish.
Yes. And we have a discussion here about selling the fuel island at the highway garage. Since we have to check with DEC on some things, we're going to take a look.
Sorry.
Anything else, Chris?
No, I don't believe so. Thank you very much.
Chris, I'm just going to bring a question up to me and to Council. Council, we listed that item on Auctions International, correct, Chris?
That is correct.
And we don't have the option, it seems like, to just allow this to expire. It's either accept the bid on the website or counteroffer. What would be your recommendation to proceeding forward, since obviously we can't take action on that current bid?
The recommendation was to table that tonight.
So we're going to table it, but we are at the constraints of we've already listed it and went forward, and we have to take action with Auctions International, the service that we hired. And those are our only two options in the form or website right now. So do we just put, or do we counter with a... That's right. I guess those are our two options that we're being reported to, and Chris was kind of looking for some advice of... put in a high number, try to contact all with their Auctions International.
I guess you just want to counter with a high number that it'll be unacceptable. That's one option. I was told we can just table this tonight.
We are tabling that. I guess we're just trying to give him the direction of what he needs to do until he can put it back on Auctions International again. We are running it there. 10-day, what was it, 30-day?
It generally runs on a two-week schedule, but I won't relist it until we have definitive from DEC. So I've had two different DEC officers now intervene. The first one said everything was good to go, and now yesterday at 3 o'clock, almost 4 o'clock, I got a call from the second saying that you better put the brakes on.
Okay.
So according to...
I think it's a matter of possibility. We can't go forward under the present circumstances. And I think the purpose of the bid is really a nullity at this point. That's why we suggested tabling.
Yeah, I guess we're trying to give him direction of how to get out of the...
All I can try to do then is explain to Auctions International my contact tomorrow morning that, in light of what has come to light that we're going to have to not let this sale go through.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I'm going to have to put an across to them that we cannot let this sale go through, and the buyer is not 100% sure he can go through with it.
Correct.
Well, now, because of,
yes,
I felt in good faith I had to let the buyer know.
Yes.
So you should go handle that auction.
I think so.
Sounds good. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
So, Chris, one more question, actually. Did DEC get back to you and saying it might be a few hours, a couple days before they get back to you?
DEC won't get back to me.
Okay.
I went through my contact, got the tanks decommissioned, did all the paperwork, and he said all we need is the name and the address of the buyer. This was 3-4 weeks ago.
Yep.
And then yesterday afternoon I got a second call from a different DEC officer at a different station saying that, hold on, there's things that have to be done.
I see.
That once the tanks are taken out of service, they can't technically be put back in service without being recertified or the installation, and that's a lot of money.
I see. Okay, thank you.
Item number 5, the rec department has a request in to purchase a Ventrac equipment. The rec director submitted a request for a tractor and attachments. $40,400 was budgeted for this item, but the model that was quoted was discontinued and replaced with a more gas efficient model. There's $48,769 in a rec account, which will cover the cost of the purchase. In the future, if any of the equipment purchases happens, there will need to be a transfer of funds at that time. Looking for a resolution to purchase the WG4520N Kubota WG972EFI tractor with attachments and controls listed in the MTE quote, minus the hydraulic rear valve, at a price of $48,383.11. And I think you've all got information on that tractor that was put in the boxes and stuff to look at. Coming out of account A7140.2.
Motion to approve the purchase.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just want to say it seems like might seem like a lot of money for a piece of equipment, but I know the discussion has been going on for a while. And, we've got multiple people that kind of understand what we need, explain that this is a great purchase for us for now and for the future, so I'm okay with it.
I would just be echoing that. Appreciate Jeremy, our rec director, who's out cleaning sidewalks right now, has put a lot of time into researching this with groups, and it's a lot of money, but it's the right piece of equipment to take us to the next level.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Agenda item number 5. Decide how to proceed with the local law which sets hours of the rec park. To repeal, replace a local law takes a local law. Do we need to direct our attorney to draft language for public hearing information to repeal the existing local law and then move forward by resolution to have the rec director set the park hours?
Yeah, I think that's the direction we want to go.
Absolutely, I think taking that, just for everybody here that knows the reason why this is brought up right now, if we want to change the park hours to stay open, to allow people to sled tonight or skate, it takes board action and a board meeting, and we have to set that with the proper notice. So to head in whatever direction that we are, it's going to allow that to just be at the discretion of the rec director, who knows the staffing, who knows the conditions, and can control that. So with that being said, I am for requesting our council to draft the rescinding that law and drafting a new law that would put that authority at the rec director level. finances on it.
And we've had this discussion, I think, in the past. We just, I guess, never got it over the goal line, so that's our goal. That's our goal now. Sorry.
I think he knows best probably what's going on down there, the conditions of everything, and rather than to have to tell us what it is and us to make a decision, I think that we should be able to depend on him.
Sounds like it makes sense to me.
That. Are we good with that?
Yep.
Do we need a motion?
Malcolm, is that need a motion for you to get that paperwork started?
It's an informal action directing us to go forward and draft it for formal action at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Item number 6. In the interest of doing due diligence for the people of the town, I believe that this is important. Once the town board gets RFPs, we're going to ask to get RFPs for the attorney and for the designated town engineer. Once we get these RFPs back, we'll decide whether or not to make a change. That will be a future discussion. Department heads are required to get 3 quotes for purchases. We spend a good amount of taxpayer dollar on legal and engineering services. I believe that we should get quotes as well. Looking at a motion authorizing the supervisor's office to draft RFP documents for the town attorney and town designated engineer.
To go off the RFP request, I guess asking your office to draft that isn't an easy process, and coming into a new administration, I would request that we would table such action until the new board members, the new supervisor, can sit down with our current legal staff and our current engineers. We have a lot of projects going right now. We have a town attorney's law firm that's been representing us since 1998 and has gone through many different administrations over that 26 years, or at least a few that I'm aware of. My personal take on working with them for the last 2 years is there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that they do. They do outstanding work. I know there's been some hot topics that have brought public criticism, but I think they deserve that time to be spoken with, met with, before we just put out RFPs and potentially not consider our relationship with them and the institutional knowledge that they provide. That would be my food for thought for discussion.
I would support Mark's statements, Councilmember Stewart's statements on it as well. Just looking back at the years of service that we have with Bartlett, Pine, Stewart, and Rhodes, the town attorney has ultimately kept us in a good spot and has always worked for the request of the supervisor at the time in the board. I don't feel as if, I personally wouldn't want to go out to RFP for legal services for, an attempt to look to get rid of Bartlett, Pine, Stewart, and Rhodes at this point in time either. I think they've done a great job for the town. And again, when there has been some discrepancy over certain topics or ideas, ultimately they have always worked for the board and the supervisor at the time. And I don't see that professionalism changing. They'll continue to work for the board and the supervisor going forward. My thoughts.
Yeah, I agree, because there's just starting out here, there's so much information that we're trying to digest. There's a lot of stuff here, and previously, being in business and seeing other things happen, this is not the time or the place there to try to get new representation of what's happening here. And I think pretty much they've done what we're supposed to do. So I think it's better that it would be a good idea to keep them right now, and moving forward, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I said before when we voted at the last meeting that to retain the attorneys that we have on a month-to-month basis during the transition period. We have some important issues on the table right now. And these people, both the engineering firm and the attorneys that we have currently, have a huge amount of knowledge on those subjects, on those topics. And like I think both Mark and Kyle touched on, that they are willing to work with us and achieve our goals and get us through the earliest parts, at least, of this transition period. I think it would be a good idea to take a more measured approach and work with these people and find a good working relationship, if we're going to have a good working relationship with these people, to help the board meet our goals for what's best for the town. So I think a more measured approach, maybe tabling it for now, might be an idea. Because, like I said, they've got a lot of knowledge, a lot of local knowledge, a lot of knowledge on what's gone into these important projects. And I think it would be to the best, for the entire town and for the board to work with these people on these issues, rather than starting from day one with a new attorney and a new engineer. If we find out somewhere down the line, we want to know it's not working, then we can move on. So that's what I've got.
And to comment on that, to add to it, Councilman Stewart earlier, there is a clause in these contracts, always it says, if you're unhappy, there's a 30-day window, right? 30-day notice that needs to be given if we're looking to sever a relationship. So that's already built in to protect the town.
I guess, yeah, I mean, and I guess that would be not the exact word, but yes, in theory, right, that's what it is. We have basically a 30 days notice that we deliver this to go away from this contract. I would put it at this, that if you table any further discussion, and this is where I rely on the new supervisor and support him, he is going to be our primary contact with this law firm. That's the normal nature. The supervisor or a mayor is the one that has contact with them the majority of the time. Obviously, they're hired to speak with any of us. So I would take your opinion and discussion on this as well, and respect your stance for that as well, since you would be our main point of contact with these representatives.
We need to meet with our people and talk with them. As far as RFPs go, if you send out an RFP, you don't have to change anything at all, but you find out what's out there. And that goes for both the town attorney and the town engineer. Doesn't mean you have to take them. It means that you're looking out there to see, what's available. To talk with them and see how they're going to proceed with everything that we have on our plates in front of us. It's imperative to take a look at it and then decide if we want to step out of the box or not. And in order to do that, like I said, if we send these out, doesn't mean we have to hire anybody. It lets us know who's out there, who's interested, and what may be different direction we can go if we need to. Because everything that's going on right now is imperative to stay on top of, because if for some reason things don't work out back and forth, like you've discussed with me, that we just can't go into this stuff fair, and so as JD brought up the same thing. We can't just run naked into this stuff and hope for the best.
Those were not my words, but
yeah. Everybody understand what I just said? I hope they all
did. No, I hope that.
Nobody said it was going to be the same ride. But that's my opinion of it. And
so I guess I would just continue my motion, not to necessarily throw out the RFPs, but seems like we have the support to at least table for now. Your office is very busy to be, we have a lot coming in your 9 days, we have many discussions, and I would stick with the other four board members and potentially tabling this till those discussions are had and moving forward with our options.
Also, you guys, the last 2 days, I've been coming in and sitting in on meetings and interviews and stuff like that. It is overwhelming all the stuff that's going on right now. So to be able to digest what's happening, ask questions, understand. So just be patient with us, you know, as far as, you know, just moving forward and just digesting everything that's getting thrown, you know, very quickly, but it needs to be addressed ASAP. So it's just a part of the process, and I agree, Mark, you know, as far as, you know, putting that on the table there too, and having the meeting with them, just so we understand, so I understand, you know, as far as what's happening and why, and questions that might arise, you know, during that process, you know, so I think it's a good idea.
The motion is okay.
So, based on our discussion, I would like to make a motion to table the discussion for RFP for attorney for the town and to a later date.
Second.
Any more discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilmember Newman.
Yes. Yes.
Councilmember Killian.
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart.
Yes.
Councilmember Donahue.
Yes.
Supervisor Fish.
No. Number seven. Item number seven is the Saratoga County Water Authority contract. The current contract expires January 13th. Our attorneys reviewed the contract, stated that it is consistent with the other municipal agreements signed over the last 5 years. Looking for a motion to approve 2024 Saratoga County Water Authority contract and authorize the supervisor to sign it. And just so everybody knows, the Saratoga County Water, as a redundant source, has been a savior. And if anything ever happens that the power completely goes out in the town of Monroe, if you're in the water district and you conserve your water, gravity feed, we can turn that on up at the county building and get enough water to probably take care of all your houses and everything until such time the power comes back on. It's a kind of a, as long as the county generators are running up there, it's well worth the purchase that we make.
Motion to approve the supervisor signing the Saratoga County Water contract.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just real quick, as a guy who's probably read this contract before, I'm sure you read this one. Is it the same as what we've had?
It's pretty darn close to everything. If you want to, do you have a copy of it?
Yeah, I have. I just didn't qualify.
I was going to say, if you want a copy of it, get it.
I have a copy. Okay, good.
As anything else that goes up.
Right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Gary. Item number eight, town cleaner position. Pat and I and Jeff McCabe, I wasn't here yesterday for a while, and Jeff McCabe stepped in with Pat and interviewed somebody, and Pat and I interviewed Chris Rich today. Chris is well qualified, works for the Village of South Hunts Falls, he worked for the school system before he went to the Village DPW. Very professional, he's worked for us at Rec Park, and he is a town resident. So therefore, there's no need for pre-employment physicals. His rec hours that he works at is combined with the cleaner will not bring him to overtime, where that's any concern whatsoever. So I'm looking for a motion to hire Chris Rich, part-time cleaner at the town hall and the highway garage at a rate of $20 an hour, subject to fingerprinting and clearance by the court.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just quick, you did make a comment on it about overtime. So, can we say that we'll never have a conflict at rec where he'll go over to need overtime? Never. Like, we can say never, or we can adjust hours at the rec or whatever it has to be in order to keep
hours either way if we have to.
Fair enough. Okay, because I know that was... The overtime discussion was what held us back from hiring someone right here who works in the building already. And I would think that we held, you know, another also deserving person off for overtime and then ultimately get somebody else.
Yeah, and Chris also said today during the interview that if it ever came to a point of too much time down there, which he doesn't think he's even going to stay on at the rec, he doesn't think he'll need it with the 20 hours here.
Oh, okay. Sure.
So,
fair enough.
I think we're in pretty good shape for that.
Well, I don't want to lose Chris.
All right, so now we'll take that.
Then we'll hurry to
before that time of game.
That's fine. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item number 9. Resolution to rescind motions from 12-21-23, town local law states, any act resolution or resolution in the town board may be rescinded or repealed at any time by the town board based on consultation with an attorney from Association of Towns. It's in the best interest of protecting our town to move forward with this. Sewer rates resolution was not noticed properly and was stated on record at the 12-21 meeting. The consolidated sewer district motion was based on sewer rates resolution, so it was also in the best interest of protecting the town to rescind it as well. Looking for a motion to rescind the resolution adopting sewer rate schedule 2024 as read into the minutes on December 21st, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
So who has the town consulted with at this point on this
Association of Towns?
The Association of Towns. And do you have any sort of correspondence you can share with the board on that so that we can also read their feedback?
No, just from what they said verbally.
I would have to think that if the whole point, well, what is the point right now at this moment to rescind this, at this moment? Because it might be rescinded in the future. But what is the point at this moment right now to rescind it without having had legal counsel that the town pays that looks out for the best interest of the town?
These people are out for the best interest of the town. They're the Association of Towns.
And if you have more than a verbal on that, I'd love to read it. If you don't have anything in writing, I find it hard to get behind something that's a verbal right now. If in fact we're going to rescind this, I would prefer an attorney that we pay with taxpayer dollars who represents us give us that advice. And I know we don't have advice on that from Bartlett Pontchart Roads.
Right.
So we currently do not have any contract with anybody, legal counsel, regarding sewer. Correct? Like, we do not.
That's why we contacted the Association of Towns.
Okay. So I'm not comfortable rescinding this without somebody from that we pay here at the town giving us that legal advice. Special counsel to the sewer project, Bill Ryan, is willing to continue to represent the best interest of the town. He's always worked at the discretion of the supervisor and the board, and he's going to continue to do that. I know that's a separate conversation, but ultimately we don't have any legal counsel on this. And when, you know, I did chat with Ms. Bittner over it, she said, you need legal counsel on this. And I mean, if you're saying we have it from Association of Towns.
I thought they couldn't represent us.
No, she can't. She said, you need legal counsel.
So then she's representing you.
Representing me?
Well, you asked her. Well, and after bringing that to the board meeting, so that's her. That's her representing the town. Correct?
I asked her as a town board member, not hey, as a person.
But we're bringing it here.
Okay. I mean, if you have the votes, you have the votes. I mean, you continue with the process, right? I mean, I just want to get my comments out. They need to be heard. You know, I don't agree with it, but that's why we have five people, and you get a majority and it goes forward. If you don't get it, it doesn't go forward. I mean, I don't take it personal.
I'm not saying we're not going to do something with this, but just not the way it was done.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's understandable. I mean, but that's why I don't understand why it hasn't been done today, but that's not the, you know, it's the pleasure of the board and the majority of the board. So that's town business.
I do believe that it's supposed to be filed with the state also, and you have a certain period of time that you have to do that. Am I correct or am I wrong?
I believe that's correct.
And that was something that was done here, so the town board has the authority because it was never actually sent to the state or never filed with the state, so that I think it's the town board, you know, option if they want
to. That's fair. I just want the comments out there. That's okay.
So further discussion, obviously I was not in favor of either of these resolutions. I totally respect Kyle's opinion, even Councilman Noonan's opinion, that he was just kind of trying to clarify. It sounds like he did reach out to some sort of legal counsel, being the Association of Towns, which I'm happy to hear. I do get what your point, what you're saying. It sounds like Carla's completely accusing herself, just saying you need legal counsel, and I can respect her stance on that from her law firm. At the request of, well, we won't go down that road. So, again, what I heard from the 21st meeting was everybody coming up and saying that this wasn't done properly, and the fact of our filings, our notices, everybody was requesting further time and wanted to look at the documents. Again, I guess I look at it to the point of we did take action on it tonight. It's not going to change, obviously it's going to change our stance from the 21st, but I'm really hoping that such a consolidation or such a project is dug into deeper, and the information that everybody was requesting that night we can provide it to. If the supervisor is going to say that he's got legal counsel, he's putting here on the record that they're saying we should rescind this as soon as we can, then I'm gonna try to word this to counsel. If there's any way that you can answer this, in rescinding of any resolution, does the town board need to do anything specifically other than make a resolution to rescind it? I'm not specifically asking about this resolution.
I can't advise.
So you can't advise. I'm asking you how to rescind any resolution.
I cannot. It's tied to a specific resolution in which our firm is accountable. We're not able to advise with that.
I respect your stance on that. Did you? Can I ask your legal?
Yep.
Are you seeing confidential secretaries? You know, is there something you can?
I spoke with both Bill Ryan and the Association of Towns. Okay. They both said the same thing. Bill Ryan, I believe, is one who gave me the town law section 93 that says any motion by the board, any resolution by the board can be rescinded by a board. From Mr. Ryan, and I asked if he needed to be there, whereas resolution, and he said he just had to rescind the resolution. So, two attorneys were consulted on this, not far.
Was there anything?
Thank you.
It sounds like everything is verbal. Is it that you want to follow up some of that stuff? Is it a comedy? Or just batch everything up? Just as a general.
That makes sense.
I guess where I'm at in this is the fact that I guess getting any sort of writing from a counsel, retaining a private special counsel on this, if Attorney Ryan can't represent us right now, then getting an attorney that we can retain as a board and hold them to our process and saying this is what you need to do, this is what you need to file. I will say I am for rescinding this resolution and this motion, as I voted no. So that's clear for the record. But I want to make sure that we are doing everything to protect the town, which was the exact same reason why I voted no for this, because I thought we were protecting the town.
The reason for having this done right now, the way I've been legally talked to about this, is the fact that Bill Ryan did not want to come back here and work. Whether that has changed or not, I don't know. But the way I heard it was he did not want to represent the town anymore. You vote, you know you voted no on this, and you know that the fact was that it was done. We need to procure counsel for our sword work, and stuff. If we can't be represented by present counsel, then that's what we need to do. That's not going to change anything that we're doing here. This is to rescind this motion, to get these off the table, so that we can decide what it is that we want to do and put forth in a motion the way it's supposed to be done by legal counsel. We just can't go, you know, we're not going to do this on our own. We have to have legal counsel for it.
I agree with you. Yes, the thing is, I have no problem rescinding this, these actions that we took on December 21st, because Hal talks about getting advice from legal counsel that we pay. That evening, we couldn't get answers from the legal counsel that we paid. There was an admission that the process was legally flawed, and we still voted on it and acted on it. And to this day, I can't understand, you know, how we did that. So as far as rescinding it, I'm 100% behind rescinding it, because I don't think it should have been passed. Any of that should have been passed. It was all a bunch of nonsense that night. And I think Jesse had a good point. We have to rescind this so we can move forward with a solution to our, to the issue. That's what we have to do. And we have to get some legal counsel, like Jesse said, to represent us in this and guide us through this process. Because it's a process we have to get through. You know, this is not setting these fees and salvations and all these things that we need to consider. We have to get there. So, I mean, we have to get going on this thing. The first thing we have to do is rescind these things.
So I guess my next question would be, if we rescind both of these, have any of our sewer bills gone out?
I don't know if anybody has paid any sewer bills yet.
Because if the sewer bills have gone out, and now we're rescinding this new fee schedule, how are we going to address that? Because now it's just continuing
to get something in place, and we need legal counsel to, we need to hire legal counsel so that we can sit down and get this in place so that we can get our sewers paid for it. We have to decide what it is that we want to do and do the process through legal counsel.
Correct. I guess where I've been.
Do we amend it from here based on any payments that have been out? Do we amend anything?
These fees and stuff that's in motion in question here have not been charged to anybody anywhere. This is something that was voted on and approved, but has it been sent out for?
Oh, no, I understand that part of it, but if money was sent out already, where Mark is saying, you know, to make any type of change there too that needs to be necessary to accommodate.
That's why I just want to make sure, because we took out, they were approved, yep. 3-2. Yep. Were those sent out in the January bills yet with that current rate that was approved in December?
With this rate?
Yeah.
No. Because that hasn't been legally put into the state, hasn't been sent to the state yet.
Sure.
Any more discussion? Roll call.
Councilmember Noonan.
Nope.
Councilmember Killian.
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart.
Yes.
Councilmember Donahue.
Yes.
Supervisor Fish.
Yes. Item number 10, committee reports, if any. Anybody got anything yet?
Just one thing. Should have brought this up in rec, just so the board's aware. I went down on Monday and spoke with the contractor at the Big Bend Trail. They are going to be shutting that down for the winter. I'm expecting that Mike from the LA group will be giving us an update on where they are and where they were able to get to before they can be shut down, just so the board's aware of that.
Anybody else?
number 11, supervisor's items. First, I have a request for rock salt, which we've already taken care of, I believe, correct?
Yes, sir.
Next, I need a motion to, this morning, Councilman Stewart and I met with the town engineer, contractors, laying a sewer line down Forestville Road. They're looking for a motion to change order, which will modify payment requirements in contract section 4.424. To change the withholding amounts from 15% of the unit price bid for uncompleted leakage and or pressure testing by section to 2.5% of the unit price bid for uncompleted leakage and or pressure testing section. All other payment withholding shall remain in effect. It's not common for to hold 20% back in a large project like that. And Bellamy's asking for some of it back. There still will be a percentage held for until the completion, which is scheduled for 3/31 of this year. They're figuring everything to be complete. I think it's reasonable.
Are you looking for a motion?
Both Bellamy and LaBerge were in the office, and they both agreed to it.
To the 20%.
To drop it down to this other, to give Bellamy that much. That was suggested to be done by Don Rhodes.
So, yeah, so during our discussion, it sounds like we're going to hold on to the 5% retaining of the project as kind of the industry norm, and then drop that down. Are you looking for a motion to approve you signing that contractual change?
We can do that.
I would make a motion to...
Well, if I have to sign that change, I don't think you would. I don't think that I do have to sign that.
I believe you have to sign any contractual change order.
I thought that was through the bridge.
All right. So I'd make a motion to approve the town supervisor to sign the change order of 15% retainage down to the 2.5% retainage in regards to the pressure test.
Perfect.
Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried.
Can I ask a question? I know it's supervisor, I don't want to deal with the bat. We did not sign on any additional paperwork with the LaBerge, I believe, for 2024 yet, correct?
Not that I don't know.
Okay. So they are working on our behalf. We're going to have to pay them for all their time still, and that's, we probably should figure
they're
out.
They're on contract, aren't they? Don't they have a contract for this project?
Specifically the project? that's the way that we're, I guess we can I look into that, but I just want to make sure that we're not overstepping and working with a firm in 2024, and when they expect payment, we have to be able to pay them. I just want to make sure we can do that.
It doesn't specifically say contracts change after 2024, does it?
Not that I know of.
Okay,
it's the project, it's just an overlapping year, so.
All right, just want to make sure, because I know in the organizational meeting minutes, contracts for all professional services were removed, or, you know, were removed that from last year, so, you know, all of the, like with Judas and Bart, we had them on retainer. Nothing has gone over into this year, so I just want to make sure we're not doing something wrong on behalf of the town so that we don't find ourselves in a problem. That's all. But if we're good, we're good.
Last item I have, make a change in the town board appointments. All we did was we switched a couple of guys on the committees. Mark Stewart is up to speed on the sewer, water projects. Councilman Killian is extremely knowledgeable in machinery, and we made the switch so he goes to be the committee liaison for the highway department. Mark is going to work with Diggy in the water and sewer. I would like a resolution accepting Councilman Killian, Councilman Donahue as highway committee, Councilman Stewart, Councilman Donahue as consolidated water district, and sewer number one.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Second annual comment period, second public comment period, I'm sorry. Any comments pertaining to town business from the audience?
Tom Masso, 11 McCory Way. First off, Happy New Year. Congratulations to Mr. Kelly, Mr. Fish, Ms. Trombley for being elected to serve the town row, and Mr. Donahue for being reelected. I know you guys have a lot on your plate right now, but I want to talk about biochar. I'm surprised we haven't. I know there's been some preliminary discussions behind the scenes, but we do have to get this out on the table. I want to make comments publicly tonight, and I want to ask the town to consider three steps that I think are all very important. On June 14th of 1922, the town code adopted item 149-44.1. It reads as follows. Final approval shall expire 1 year after the date of the site plan if actual construction hasn't begun. Biochar was approved August of 2022. It's 18 months. Nobody has moved a shovel full of dirt. There has been a lot of obfuscation about what their responsibilities are, talking about things that have happened in the past. That's all moot because this is the first approval by the planning board since the adoption of the one-year period to begin construction. There is the code was put together by the town attorney. It is absolutely unambiguous. There is no provision for regulatory approval, for gaining building permits, for procuring financing, for lining up a general contractor. The code is plain and simple, and I think Biochar has realized that their approval has expired. Second item, there's been some discussion about a moratorium for the industrial park to decide what it is we actually want to build there, what's necessary, what is good for the town. There's two items on this. I spent about 40 plus years in transportation and industrial development. I've worked on projects all over North America, steel mills, foundries, chemical plants, and warehouses. I have never, ever seen a facility like Biochar that would store and utilize hazardous and flammable chemicals that would be built in close proximity to a residential community. It's absolutely never done. So what do you want to put there? Light manufacturing, great. You want to put a solar farm, fine. You want to put a warehouse or storage facility, that's fine too, but I have another point, which I think is also something that needs to be considered, and that is the completely flawed traffic study for the industrial park. I brought this up at one of the local town hearings with Biochar was there, and even the principals of Biochar were concerned. The traffic study was done multiple years ago. It has three different phases. The last phase suggests that there could be 1,235 trucks that could go in and out of that park every hour. That's absurd. That's what? An hour, yes. It's one every 3 seconds. Anybody who's been in transportation knows that's absolute nonsense. There's some infrastructure. You put a turn lane in here, a couple traffic lights. None of that's going to accomplish dealing with the bottleneck. But you're going to have a problem long before you ever get to that number. You get to 50 trucks an hour, it's going to be a problem, particularly on a day like today, after you got snowfall over the weekend. You're going to have truckloads lined up, which are going to cause congestion, and it's going to be a safety issue. So I suggest a six-month moratorium, a year, to do two things. One, decide what you want in that park, and it should not be heavy manufacturing with chemicals being handled under high heat and pressure. And secondly, and you don't have to do the traffic study. You can have whoever comes in next in that park, anybody with 10, 20, you set yourself a benchmark and say, okay, 20 truckloads, we have to redo the traffic study because this park is going to be an absolute disaster. The
The third item I have is pretty simple. And the Clean Air Action Network instituted a Rule 78 proceeding to try to stop biochar from sitting in the park, from being built in the park. That is on appeal right now. Results of the last election make it very clear that the citizens of this town do not want biochar. And I'm suggesting that there's no reason to continue to defend against that lawsuit, not to waste another dime or another minute of the town's time defending against the Rule 78 proceeding. There's no legal requirement to do so. You can, if biochar wants to defend it, they want to use their own resources, that's up to them. But we need to pull the town's defense of that particular procedure. That's all I have. I don't know if there's any questions. I'm happy to help out in any way I can if you want to go forward with the study for what should be going in the park. I want to add one more point, and this shocked me. I don't know what you gentlemen have perceived, but if you've been at the planning board meetings and you think the town attorney has represented this town well, you are mistaken. I am shocked that you're not putting that up for bid. Anybody has any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I totally am Gina LaClaire. I live on Sisson Road. I wish I could talk as well as you, because I agree with everything he said. I'd like you to think seriously about your decision not to put RFPs out for your professional services. They can't represent us on things. I mean, you heard that tonight. Have you ever had a medical condition and you thought, I gotta get a second opinion? Don't you think it's worth it to put those RFPs out and talk to somebody else out there, maybe a couple of people, interview them, say, what do you see is important for our town? Ask them whatever questions you want. But it doesn't happen overnight. So if you put that back and you put that back and you say, I think we should do the RFPs now. It takes time to get them out. It takes time to get a response and for you to review who's responded. And it takes time for you to interview. So you're probably looking, I would guess, a month from experience on when we've done that before when I was on the town board. So a month from now puts you in the middle of February. And it seems to give you enough time to kind of have a chance to talk with the firm you're with. And I would like to speak on behalf of those years that the firm was here. I was on this board. I was here when Martin Alfredo was the attorney. Can't say enough good about him. We loved him. I won't say anything bad, so I won't say anything else. But you know how the community feels about where you are with the attorney you're with after sitting in on the planning board meetings. Ask the community what they think about it. The other item, your engineer. Were you here in the October meetings, the October town board meetings, when Todd was here, sat there, and Don Rhodes of the LA group sat in the back? Don used to sit right about here. He'd sit like this. He was very proud of what he'd done for the town. At one of those meetings, I looked over, there was a man sitting way back there, right about where Tom was. He sat like this, way bent over. He stayed like that every time I was looking at him. It was Don Rhodes. He looked like that out in his car in the parking lot for the whole time we stood next to his car and talked. You know why I think he stood there like that? Because if you were here, you would have heard Todd Kuzniers repeatedly slander Jesse Fish. Our attorneys did not stand up and say Jesse Fish did not ever do billing and he was not responsible for collecting the money in this town. No one did that. And he sat there and he repeated that. And he claimed the information he was talking from was a $25,000 report that they had Don Rhodes do that found hundreds of thousands of dollars that were due to the town because he said Jesse Fish didn't pay them. And it was in that report done by Don Rhodes. And Don Rhodes sat there with his face down and his arms hung, and he never said, that's not what I did. That's not what was in the report. So did this town pay Don Rhodes to also slander Jesse Fish? What did they pay him to do? Think about this. Please put those RFP out. at least see what your options are. You've got time just in the amount of time it takes to do that process. And then you're going to interview, and you may call them back in and talk to them again. So you're going to be mid-February before you really have yourself in a position to start discussing things with them. And then you have until the end of February to make decisions. That's ample time. You'll feel way more with your feet on the ground in that amount of time. I promise you, you will. I started knowing nothing. You'll be way more comfortable in a month, and you'll be able to talk to them and ask questions, because you will have talked to the current engineer and the current town attorneys. Please, please, put these RFPs out.
Yes, so please just be patient. Again, you know, I'm trying to digest things, and all the information that is coming in, I think it is a good idea for the RFPs. You know, with that being said, you know, it still takes some time to digest everything. There's so much stuff coming in. But I still need to listen, you know, and hear different sides, points of views as far as what's happening. So be patient. And
put this on the next agenda then, if you want to really think about this. Don't wait.
I should have been more clear in our comments in our discussion before this when I spoke with JD. I asked the table for 2 weeks. I did not put that out clearly in tonight. I wanted to give these board members time to speak with them, then go through the RFP process. I know how much stuff's coming in, working everything I can do to help get the new supervisor up to speed. To go through writing RFPs, in my opinion, for the next, to get them out in the next 2 weeks, table this for discussion, to allow them to get it out, is ample time, and we're on contract with attorneys until the 31st of this month. We only need a month extension.
So we will hope that it's on the next agenda.
JD can vouch for what I just said, because that's what I told him on the phone. I did not relay it clear to my Gina in the meeting that I was looking to table this for a meeting at this point.
Till the next meeting.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I apologize if Jesse can confirm.
Thank you.
That
I think this is really important. That even if you say, okay, we like the people that are working for us, you don't know what's out there otherwise.
You
make
valid points, Gina. And I take,
thank you.
Sitting on the board prior, I take your advice, and you did bring up some stuff that I didn't think. So.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Anybody else?
Reed Antis, 11 Paris Road. Just to continue with the attorneys, I was coming to meetings when Mark McAdoo was our representative. He went to the board meeting, the ZBA meeting, and the planning board meeting. And when I was on the planning board, the office didn't want to send somebody for planning board or ZBA unless the chairperson requested for meetings. So they really don't want to come. In my opinion, I think it is a good idea to have RFPs. The second thought is to share with you about the rec director and the hours that one wants the flexibility of the new hour laws. Have a form of succession. If he's not available, maybe the supervisor, and then the superintendent, one of the councilmen also, so there's some kind of chain of command on that. And then the next thing is about the Saratoga County Water Authority. Is that a one-year contract? The Saratoga Water Authority contract, is that 1 year?
It's one or two.
One or two. I'm suggesting to the board to, now that we've been with them for about 10 years or longer, their pricing, even though it's a good second thing, their pricing is double what we paid Queensbury. I think we're in a position now, the authorities probably paid a lot of the debt down on that. There's probably a lot of users for the water. Maybe we should be in better negotiation for a better price than what
we
paid.
We are contracted to take 150,000 gallons a day.
And I'm saying the price per
Which we can use. It comes to 54,750,000 gallons a year. What we used to do is we could take that water and we could run 100,000 a day through the pipes to keep everything fresh up at that end of town. And then what we were doing is we were saving water so that in the summertime when our usage went from 350 to 400,000 to 1.8 million gallons because everybody was sprinkling, it cut down the cost, it cut down the use coming from Queensbury a little bit. We could add some from up there and still not be being overpaying for anything because our contract only gave us 1.3 million from Queensbury a day. If you go 30 days over that, you had to buy more capacity. So it's handy the way it is, and we don't go over our quota.
No, I'm I'm saying the price per unit, Jesse.
Yeah.
I'm saying the price is much higher than what we pay for the variable.
But what I'm understanding right now, it's like booking and hedging by contracts. You know, if you're going to book something, you know, depending on whether it's South Dakota or, you know, Florida, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. You can still offset some of those costs or two. And again, bring that up based on what prices are. You know, what's the increase based on?
There's not a lot of.
Every 5 years.
There's not a lot of wiggle room for negotiation for them. They usually set the price, and that's about it.
You know, being aware though too, Reed, it's good to, you know, pay attention to that stuff there too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
I'm Bridget Martin from Southbound Falls, and as a lifelong Democrat, I'd like to welcome the new Democratic board to town. You're now the highest ranking Democrat elected official in town, so congratulations.
Thank you.
I just also wanted to bring to your attention, I did prepare a handout for the board, that I would like to request that you guys address the issue with Ann Perdue and her using her position on the planning board for her personal activism. I think she's gone above and beyond her oath of office to exceed her official role in the area of going and seeking legal action on behalf of the town and the board, by sending different letters and giving hope to the public and the press. I put together a full list of the different things that she's done. When she was on the planning board, she made it clear in July of 2022 that she was going to do everything that she could to delay the process on the planning board so that it would drag it out in hopes that the company would go away.
That's not true.
In August of 2022, the Moreau Planning Board approved the project despite Ann blowing up every single one of her colleagues' phone books, every elected official, everything, going above and beyond her role. On the planning board, you're supposed to take in evidence, look at the laws, and make a citation. She went above and beyond that. She made evidence, which is why when they went to court, the judge used a lot of what she did on the board to rule against them. She actually caused the town legal fees. So when the vote came up, she lost 4-2. They went to court to take challenge with the planning board. They lost. Does that stop Ann Perdue, the planning board member? No, it does not. She's now going and writing briefs, legal briefs, and presenting them to the zoning board on matters that our attorneys that we pay to represent us. We don't pay the planning board members to represent us in the press, in legally, or in any other matter. She has taken her role on the planning board to a level that I don't think she can be bipartisan on any issue that comes up with the biochar project. And related to the biochar project, it's my understanding that it's been approved with a condition of the last state approval that they need. So if you guys do a moratorium, there's no way you'd be able to stop, in my understanding, phase one of that project, since it's already been approved. There would be absolutely no standing for the courts reading the brief, which I outlined some of it, and you should ask your attorney for copies of it, because it basically said that the planning board got everything and all the information that they needed. So I just want to bring that to your attention. I also had a question about, and can I leave this for copies for the board to review?
Sure.
Can I approach the board?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
And the top one is a letter from me, and the others are some backup if you need additional information. I'm sure your new clerk can dig it out for you. And, you know, if you are looking into that, you should look for any emails that she sent to any activist groups, any legal advice that she gave to these groups under the planning board, any correspondence that she sent out as a planning board member on behalf of the town, as an activist, or as an attorney, to me, I think is overstepping her role. And, you know, I don't know how she acts on other things. I don't know how many other times she's gone against the planning board and our attorney to the zoning board. So I think she just is on this particular issue. And then the next issue, I noticed that on your guys' website, you have a project on there, a pet project from a former council person who quit in the middle of our term. It was a project that was designed in 2011, and a lot of taxpayer dollars went into looking into putting in that project park. That was before we worked on the Nolan Road project. And a couple of the problems related with that pet project at the end of Farnham Road was that any children that wanted to go there would have to cross over a PCB field to get to the water. So that's why they abandoned that project. In addition to that, no motorboats would be able to access the beach there because of the dam, which is why the project at Nolan Road was built, and that they're going to be putting a dock on there so boats can use the project. So I don't know why that's on there, and I hope that's not a project that you're planning on getting back together. And when it comes to trucking with the biochar project, maybe you guys should consider using the railroads and opening that up to the Monroe industrial park. That's what it was set up for. I hear the railroad doo-doo all the time going by, so you could easily do that. But I just think that the board should not take the advice of retirees with Google over the New York State, our attorneys, the government when it comes to these projects and oversight. And I will say that the Not Moreau people could be a little bit gracious and take the victory lap in knowing that the pressure that they put on the government will ensure that this is a far superior project than the one that they first brought to the town, and that they'll probably exceed everything that the government has been asking for because of what they've done. So I applaud Not Moreau. They've got us the best project that this town and the state could ever have. So I think you guys should take that into consideration while you're learning the ropes, and I hope it's not too overwhelming. Thank you.
Thank you. Either or.
Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Ann Prue, Victoria Way. You know who I am. This is the first time I've heard any such accusations about my functioning on the planning board. I've taken that position very seriously in the few years I've been on it, and I've done so because I love this town. I think that I had, again, behaved properly, so I would appreciate, I guess, getting a copy of whatever it is Mrs. Martin has handed you as so-called evidence of my having behaved improperly in my role as a planning board member. If anything, I did take extra time to read the documents. And there were lots of documents. It was a very complicated project. And it was more complicated, frankly, than most of the planning board members had time to digest, including myself. Very, very complicated. So what I had urged throughout the process is that we would get independent expertise to assist us in reviewing the project. I didn't say, you have to stop the project. I said, let's understand it. And unfortunately, we never got that expertise. In the meantime, I have maintained, I think, a professional position relative to my behavior on the planning board and otherwise. So again, at one point, I would like to get a copy of what has been handed over. And I will continue to the best of my ability to serve on the planning board because I do think it's a valuable public service. And I have, I've been pleased to have that opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you.
Maureen Dennis, 21887 New York, Route 22, Hoosick Falls, New York.
just two things. I think you should pursue a chip plant for the industrial park. Now that the cement company's gone, there's no worry about like tremors or explosions. And obviously, Malta and Molson Spa have blown up because of it. So it is an opportunity for jobs and clean energy and clean money. I understand that those school taxes go to Hudson Falls instead of Monroe. That should be looked into, too, because it is Monroe property. But anyway, second thing, Mark, to answer your question, the sewer bills went out for December. We received ours today. Not applicable to 2024. Only 10 people in the town get billed monthly. And Skimmelhorn is 6 of those 10. So everybody else gets billed, I believe, April and October. So, or maybe July, I don't know, September, it's not until 4 months. So there's plenty of time to regroup and to get the facts straight and to get the information analyzed, because I will tell you with certainty that MAC plan report is flawed beyond belief. Belief. And the numbers are completely inaccurate as far as what was billed to Extension 5 compared to everybody else. It's whack. All right, thank you very much for your time. Have a good evening.
Anybody else?
I'd just like to respond to Virgin Mark quickly, but she's wrong with everything she said about the park. I want to point out to you, taking a position in the town, whether it's on the board or the planning board or the voting board, you're still a citizen of this community. You still have a right to speak out and investigate what's important to this community, just like J.D. did through the Saratoga biochar process. He stood up for us, he investigated things, and he had an opinion. When Ann Perdue was active on the planning board, and even after, I contacted her more than once, a couple of times, but I didn't contact her after that, because she would say to me, I'm on the planning, as a planning board member, I want to stay, I don't even know exactly how she said it, but she made it very clear. She wanted to be able to be, just like you're not going to discuss something that's in an executive session, or you're not going to discuss something that you're working on and you're not finished on. And that was basically what she said to me. I can't discuss these things with you as a planning board member. And when she tries to do things now and investigate things on that are going on now with Saratoga Biochar, that doesn't have anything to do with the planning board. She's still a resident of this community, and she still has rights. Bridget Martin has loyalties that are different than most of us, so she sees things differently. And I'd like to set the record clear once and for all about that waterfront park. That park came about because there was a conservation committee at that point, and we wanted to do something for the community for outdoor, simple, passive outdoor recreation. Joe Patrick, the town building inspector at that time, suggested the riverfront property. We worked for over a year on it with the support of Andy Liam Bruno, I believe his last name was. It was very similar to that. And he was excited to help with that project. But he said, it's in the town of Monroe. It's a beautiful piece of property, and it's land that the residents could use. It was just going to be a place to walk, to go watch birds. It wasn't going to be anything that had any soil disturbed. That he supported it highly. He helped us apply for a grant. A friend and I wrote the grant. We got the town, I want to say, almost $30,000 to pay for a planner to help us with that. And we got through that process. We held public meetings to have input from the community. And then it went to the attorneys at the state. And the attorneys at the state, after some time, came back and said, it's not state land. We found out it was National Grid's land. And I can't give you the exact details on that, but it had to do with the fact that National Grid had a dam at one point. They took it down. And as far as the PCBs being heavy on our side of the river, we had the support of any entity that would have had a say in us doing anything there. We had Dave King from the EPA, who was there in Hudson Falls during that period. And he said to me that it would be a wonderful thing to do with the property on our side of the river, that it wouldn't have even been considered a remediation site as far as the PCBs on our side, but because it was a part of the major project that was done with
Hudson Falls, and they got all the landfill and all of the PCBs on their side, and it was run project. They're all treated the same. It's encapsulated. You couldn't ever go through that encapsulation, so you could never dig on it. But he said he felt very comfortable with that being an area where you could go and walk and enjoy the outdoors. And it's gorgeous down there. So everything she's told you is wrong. When National Grid put that power line in, they wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't talk to the town about using that property. And when they finished, it was the Mohawk, Baton Kill Mohawk or something like that, the name of it was. And they waited a long time to get underway with that. And when it was finished, we reapproached. And they said, we're not currently doing that. We're not looking at anything like this currently. And we could have gone back and said, we're not looking to develop it. We're looking to walk across it. But we never got the chance to do that. So that's the truth. And I'm the one that worked on it. So I know that.
So is it that kind of table, or is it just still on the website?
Not on any table,
okay.
As far as I know. I think it's on the website,
okay.
Because it happened. If you ever chose, there is a piece of land when you go into the Monroe Industrial Park, and the field opens up on the left, and there's Hexion in front of you on the left. If the town owns a piece of land at the end of that field, and it goes down over, I walked you down there, down over the hill. That property belongs to the town. That property is up above the water with a high rock berm. You can't get down to the water there. On the other side, there was a small area where you could walk down to the water. There's no beach there. There would never have been a beach.
I think I know.
There's no beach. It's probably all brush.
There's a gate across, and I can't use to be able to drive down there, and I can't drive down.
Now you can't drive down there. Right. So, but that part where that area is could still be done if you wanted to do a trail from the village at some point, let people go down there and look out over the water and sit there and enjoy it. But the other end, it would be a whole process to pick up and take. And Nolan Road is wonderful, so I say continue with Nolan Road. But thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, Bill Ramsey, Grover Avenue, Sarkins Falls. I brought the Chamber of Commerce. I made a meeting last night, and I brought this up at the meeting. We need to do something for holidays in the town and the village. You're like a dark place. You go to Glass Falls, tree lighting, everything else. I suggest having a tree lighting ceremony at the park in Sarkins Falls. Down where the gazebo is, have a big open for everybody else, caroling, tree lighting, decorate the gazebo, and have a big event for the town and the village.
Good.
I mean, it's ridiculous here. Terrible as Sarkins Falls. I mean, you walk down the street, you drive, there's nothing here. You go to Glass Falls, everybody else is just, no, they're all lit up. Why aren't we doing anything? We've been doing anything in years. We need to,
yeah.
You know, I'll spearhead as far as committee for the chamber. I need help from you guys and help with our village and help those guys, and maybe we can get donations for lights or something to get to go on. But I mean, I know it's early. But it's that too early, you know.
Sure.
So
awesome.
That's just an idea.
Absolutely.
So I need somebody to talk to, meet with JD or however I do it, and kind of sit down with him or get things going, and if it's okay with the board.
Everything is Park and I and Jeremy from Recreation. Well, you're absolutely right. You see all these other communities having all these things, especially around the holidays, like you said. Pretty much has attractions, but Glens Falls has this. Tom's always not anything. Village of South Glens Falls hasn't had anything. We'd like to work on things like that. I talked to Jeremy last week. We want to bring people together in the community, whether it's for Christmas tree lighting or maybe a 4th of July thing or something. We haven't had those things in town for quite a lot of years and years now. So, you know, we'd like to work on that. I'm sure Martha wants to work, you know, with Jeremy and I and offer some ideas. We'll certainly, you know, take in any ideas anybody might have, you know, so that we can start having more community events where we can bring community together to do things, because we're not doing that. We haven't done that for a long time. And so we're looking to do those type of things. And I'm also a member of the chamber. So we can talk and we can get the chamber involved, and Mayor Bodkin, I'm sure, be, you know, more than willing to get involved with us, and we can get some stuff like that going on here in town.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you. Anybody else?
We need an executive session for anything?
Oh,
with that, we need a motion to adjourn so we can all go home and shovel snow.
So moved.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All approved.